From WHJE, this is First Responders 411, getting you the inside scoop on first responders in the Carmel area. I'm Tatum Pratty. Halloween is a day of candy, costumes, and trick-or-treating. There are kids running through neighborhoods and going door-to-door hoping to get tons of candy. Although everyone is having a fun time, the dangers of Halloween are lurking. Parents and other adults do a lot to keep young ones safe. I talked to some first responders about what they do on Halloween and how kids should try to stay safe. Firefighter Grant Russell mentioned how at Station 41 in Carmel, they don't typically have more runs or see anything unusual on Halloween.
It's kind of just a hit and miss type thing. Every day, you know, they're on shift, it kind of fluctuates. Some days we get a lot of runs, some days, you know, we get hardly any. More on Halloween, I almost want to say that the police will run more than us just because of more safety issues that the police have to deal with. I'm not quite sure about that, but it could potentially happen, yes. Not typically out of the normal realm of what we normally deal with. Fire alarms, your EMS calls. It doesn't stray too far from that line of what we normally deal with day to day. I don't think that there's anything more prevalent that happens more on Halloween than any other day for us, for the fire department.
I followed up with Lieutenant Joe Bickle from the Carmel Police Department. He talked about what they usually see and do on Halloween.
We do get calls on Halloween just because, you know, we have a lot of people out trick-or-treating. Our hours in Carmel are recommended from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on that Monday, October 31st. So we have a lot of extra people on the roadways, a lot of extra people on the sidewalks. And we always tell people, drive safely through the neighborhoods. You know, be aware of your surroundings. You know, a lot of times kids are anxious to go out trick-or-treating to get those extra pieces of candy. And, you know, sometimes they may try to dart across the road in front of cars. That's why we always tell people to be careful.
Both Firefighter Russell and Lieutenant Bickle gave advice on how kids should stay safe.
You know, just a heads up to the public, you know, just, be watchful, be mindful. If you have kids, you stay with them, you know, keep an eye on them, especially this Halloween, check their candy. I mean, it's pretty common sense type stuff, because there are some crazy people out there, and, you know, unfortunately there are people that want to hurt other people. So, just check the candy, know who your kids are going with, if they're going with a group. If you're going with your kids, just keep an eye on them.
If the kids are out trick-or-treating, you know, go with an adult or go with an older sibling. And bring along a flashlight so they can see when it gets to be towards dark. Also, if they have a reflective type clothing so they can be seen, you know, when the headlights are coming from vehicles or maybe some flashlights. Also, try not to cover their face to where they can't see the ground or see in front of them. Prevents people from being injured, you know, or falling down. Yeah, I'd recommend that kids not to go into other people's houses, just for the mere fact that, you know, they could sit on, you know, they could stay on the porch, you know, do their trick-or-treating, retrieve their items, and then move along to the next house without having to go inside someone else's home. You know, we just want everybody to be safe and have a good time.
Leslie Lytle is a parent in Carmel. She has two sons, Scott and Drew, and she mentioned her concerns about them trick-or-treating.
I was when they were younger. The older they get, not as concerned, but it still worries me a little bit because so many kids are out. It's so easy for anybody to come and grab a kid and nobody to notice. Even though there are adults out, nobody would have any idea. And before you figured it out, it'd be 3 hours later. When they were younger, either their dad or I would take them trick-or-treating and they'd have to basically stay with us. Now, they go by themselves. So we don't take those same precautions because they're older.
Her son Scott talks lightheartedly about what he does on Halloween to stay safe.
I usually don't try to get hit by cars, and I don't go into people's houses to get candy. I usually make them bring it out to me. I'm always on the lookout. There's a lot of people in costumes. You never know what's under those costumes.
The younger of the two, Drew, put in his two cents.
When I'm walking in a dark area and there's no one around, I think of my safety. When there's a bunch of people around, I think of candy. Walk with people. I don't walk alone. I walk with my friends.
Kids aren't the only ones who need to look out for trouble. Christy Walker, hospital manager at Companion Animal Medical Center, talked about what they typically see with pets on Halloween.
Around the Halloween time, we do see a lot of increase with pets that have gotten into candy or that have, you know, gotten into different decorations and things like that. So we do see more cases of, you know, possible foreign bodies and pets that have gotten sick from eating extra candy. Thankfully, in this area, you know, most of the pets are indoors or in fenced-in yards, so we don't see a lot of, you know, hit by cars or things like that where the pets have gotten out with the extra traffic from Halloween.
The fire and police departments here in Carmel don't typically deal with any more calls than usual on Halloween, but it's still important to pay attention and stay safe. For WHJE, this has been Tatum Pratty. More stories like this can be found at WHJE.com.